This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen, Jess Hooker, and Donnie Baker in studio. Right after this.
Jimmy Schubert is our guest.
I'll tell you, something happened to me the other day. I was in this diner getting breakfast, and I'm looking at the menu, and I get this thing on the menu called a protein scramble, and I'm looking at it, and basically, it's an egg omelet with chicken meat in it, which is wrong. I mean, you don't take the eggs out of the chicken and then cook the chicken and put it in the eggs. Okay, that's too much chicken. I don't know who's back there cooking some kind of poultry serial killer, some barnyard strangler. That's an omelet that spans two generations.
That's wrong.
That's not breakfast. That's a vendetta. You know? That's like taking your hamburger and dipping it into your milk. You don't do it. It's not kosher. You got to separate some things. You know what I mean?
That's not breakfast. It's a vendetta.
What do you got against the chicken? I feel bad for the chicken, you know what I mean? I just want to meet the guy, the first guy who found out that you could eat the chickens unborn. You know, because you got to figure, you know, the mom's chicken sitting on the eggs going, finally, I got the family I've always wanted. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going with my babies? What is it, a frying pan, you sick bastard? You know, the poor chicken, I feel sorry for him. But, you know, we have to eat, you know?
Yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah, but I prefer mobile food myself. I prefer food that's had to make it in the world just like I have. Uh-huh. I mean, if I'm going to eat food, I prefer food that doesn't come from the ground. You know, because vegetables, you know, they suck the nutrients from the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat mud?
No.
No, then why eat the middleman? You know, God made animals slow enough to catch. He obviously intended for us to eat them. Besides that, what's the fun in hunting a vegetable? Anymore, I can sneak up on a carrot. Some of that stuff's not even food, celery. That's not food. That's like dental floss trapped inside a carbohydrate. I was reading about celery. You know, there's 4 calories in a stick of celery. 4 takes your body 6 calories to process.
Mm-hmm.
A stick of celery. You could kill yourself eating celery. That's not food. That's slow suicide. What happened?
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We've been talking tattoos all morning, and I think if I'm correct in saying this, we asked her last week. I believe she's tattoo-free. We are joined from New York City by Allie Breen. Allie, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi. Allie.
Tattoo-free, Allie.
Oh, my God. Tattoo-free. I sent 3 texts last week that I regret. I can't.
You can't go for a tattoo.
I cannot commit to that.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, God.
Wow, that's great. Now, Allie, this whole thing started with a survey indicating that, and this may sound like it's from the Mr. Obvious Institute. What was the punchline here?
That people who have visible tattoos tend to act impulsively and recklessly.
As a general rule. So, but there are some very cool tattoos out there. And then there are some not so cool tattoos.
Well, that's not true, Christy. My Uncle Sonny with a U has visible tattoos.
Does he?
He's as calm as he can be. Last time I visited him in prison, there was a whole bunch of stuff we talked about.
Right? Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, he's a deep man.
I'm surprised you don't have a wolf tattoo, Donnie.
Well, I couldn't just do one whiff.
No,
or a tramp stamp. What about a boy tramp stamp?
Those are kind of going out, Allie. They've kind of circled around the front of the females now.
Oh, there we go.
Has the tramp stamp truly gone out?
Kind of. Yeah.
Chick, we need to get your tattoo guy on the phone.
Who, Donnie?
The one in town.
Oh, yeah, Jacob, sure.
See if he would know, because there has to be, they would know what the most common tramp stamps are these days. Mm-hmm. And the most common places beside the tramp stamp spot. Did you ever even consider getting a tattoo, Allie? Because our opening question from Jess was, when you were 19, if you could have gotten a tattoo, what would you get? And if you did get one, do you now regret it?
Well, yeah, the only time I thought about it was when I had a boyfriend in college that wanted to get each other's names tattooed. And I considered it for like 3 minutes and then realized it was a horrible idea.
What was his name?
Chris.
Okay.
Well, you could have met another Chris.
Yeah, but you could have always...
Confined.
You could have turned it into, for example, Merry Christmas.
That's
sure,
true.
Sure, yeah. Or just Christ.
Yeah, of course, it'd be kind of hard to explain Merry Christmas above your gluteal cleft. Well.
Or I love Christ.
According to my 21-year-old, the new spot for the millennial women that at least her friends and the people that I know is right at the base of your neck, like right at the top of your spine, like right here.
Oh.
That's like the new hot spot. So
you can only see it if your hair is in a pony or you're really short.
Exactly.
The Peter North bullseye is what they call that spot.
Is that what they call that?
Right at the top of the neck.
Yeah, that's my daughter. That. Thanks.
Wow.
People like the ribs, too. A lot of people do like lyrics along their ribs.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little poem. Now,
if you were going to get lyrics, what would they be?
Oh, God.
You know, Josh, you're such a literary guy. Have you ever thought...
Yeah, mine would be Hey Macarena, right on the rim there, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like Robert Frost.
Oh, no,
Whose woods these are, I think I know.
Yes, yeah. Wouldn't go with a nice Chinese.
My little horse must think me queer to stick my...
Do they still call it a tattoo parlor where you get it done?
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that's a good question.
A shop, I think.
Or a studio?
I have a question. When did hot tubs become spas? When did that happen? I thought a spa was the place where there were hot tubs. Isn't a spa like a place where you go to?
That's a very good question, Mr. Griswold.
I don't know about you, Tom, but yeah, every time I go to hot tubs, I never get a tuggy there, but there's other spa places.
Okay, we're off topic. Now, the point of this exercise, Allie Breen is something of a sexpert, if you will, a self-styled advice columnist on the radio, and our
Absolutely.
Topic, of course, is love trouble. By the way, I'd love it if maybe in the next few weeks, if someone who had an experience in an interpersonal
relationship
involving tattoos, I'd love to know.
There's a reality show all about this. It's called The Tattoo of Us. It's a British show. It can be two friends. It can be two family members, husband and wife, however you want to do it. And you choose the other person's tattoo, and they don't know what it is until they see it on their skin.
No. Yes.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
That is a terrible.
Oh, you should see some of them. They're awful.
The title is some of them awful.
The whole thing's awful.
Yeah.
Love it all.
What's it called again?
The Tattoo of Us.
I bet there are knockdown, drag-out fights in that thing.
God.
Oh, this is the problem with our culture. People will do anything to be on television.
That's right.
Yes.
There's all these shows. It's a bunch of narcissists. That it's just sad. Now, if we could do it for each other, now we're talking.
All right.
Josh, what did you get for a tattoo for me?
What would I get?
Yes.
Oh, for you?
Yes. You know, you pick my tattoo, and you, I don't know what it is.
You would have a full head of hair. It would be
tattoo.
It would be
like hair.
It would be brunette, but it would be sort of a Bieber type cut all on the top
on
of
my
your head.
Head?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I think we have to be more reasonable.
Now there's rules.
Jess, I hate to correct you, but the title of that show's even worse.
Oh,
it's called Just Tattoo of Us.
Just
Tattoo of Us.
Great song.
You know what, Tom? In all honesty, I would probably I'm going to say on your chest.
Right.
So whenever you would unbutton your shirt,
right.
Hello there.
See, that'd be okay.
Yeah. Hello, oh, dear.
I have one for Josh. I want to get Josh. Josh, you need to get a battleship.
Okay.
On your chest with two guns firing with big smoke coming out of over at the firing on one of the nipples.
So on this choice. Is there a size limit or
it doesn't look like it. Some of them look really big.
Is there a placement? I mean, you can't.
No, they choose everything.
Oh, so you can't put it on someone's face or
one that I saw was a sex toy tattooed on the inner thigh of a woman.
Oh,
a very detailed sex toy.
And who did that? Her husband?
That's just witless.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a moron's idea of something.
Whoa.
Funny.
I'm right here, Tom.
Sorry.
I just Googled this, and the first one that came up was a guy had put "Marry Me" around the girl's belly button with a diamond ring on top as a tattoo.
Oh.
What if she said no?
Tell me that ain't love, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, that's rough.
I think people got to say no.
Watch these shows because it makes them feel better about themselves. They go, well, at least I'm not miserable and stupid.
Oh.
Wow, that's rough. Okay, so what would you choose for a tattoo for Josh, Christy? What would you do?
A tattoo for Josh. I would go classy, and I would do a nice St. Louis Blues logo, and I'd put it right here on your arm.
Okay, around
very
the
nice.
Aww, that's a real friend.
Yeah.
So you're going to do classy?
Yes, because I'm a good friend.
Well, thank you, Chris.
I'm not going to do what this person did and put somebody...
And you know what? I'll show you the same respect. If I were to put a tattoo on you, it would be a big floppy dildo.
That's right, a big limp one.
Right there on your forehead.
Okay, this show has to be sponsored by a tattoo removal company is all I've got to say.
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow.
Okay. For Tom, I would do a teardrop tattoo, but instead of the teardrop, balls.
On his face?
Like truck nuts?
On his
right
face.
There under his eye.
On your eye, like they do in prison.
That is a great idea.
Someone, God, if someone out there has ever
nice
done that.
Nice and simple.
Bingo.
Allie, I think you just gave a prisoner a really bad idea. No, seriously.
Or
seriously,
a
Curtis,
one.
I'm putting a tear on your eye, on your face. Wow, that is rough.
Yeah.
Chick, what kind of a tattoo would you put on Josh?
I just the battleship with the two the guns firing
the turrets or whatever.
Yeah.
What kind of
would
tattoo?
Put it on his back.
What tattoo
something
would
big?
You put on Donnie?
Donnie,
try it easy, Chick.
I would put the mud flaps on the back of the trucks. The woman. The
oh
bending,
yeah, Playboy girls.
Yeah, Playboy girls were bending over, and you can see all the way to their childhood. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. let's get to our first letter, shall we, Allie?
Sure. Dear Allie, I'm about to get married for the second time, and my first wife still uses my last name. I don't even think about it, but it's upsetting my fiance. Do I ask her to stop, or is it no big deal?
No big deal. Yeah, tell your fiance to relax.
No joke.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
Yeah, how would
I'm
it
not
even
sure
bother?
Legally you can do that.
No.
Does he have children?
Life is stupid. Relax.
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, they don't talk about it.
If she's that bent out of shape about this first, just don't marry her.
Yeah.
That's a bad invitation.
This is the beginning. Get out.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah. Leave.
Yeah. Yeah. It might suck if there's a wait at Applebee's, but other than that, I can't.
It's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal.
And it depends what the name is also.
You think?
What do you mean?
Yeah, if it's like Farquhar or something stupid, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I just
let me just say, as a woman
Farquhar.
Who's been in this position, changing your name sucks. I mean, it's a big deal. So
I know.
I don't blame her for not changing it. She's probably waiting for the next husband anyway.
It'll happen.
Wow. Christy Lee, the hanging judge. All right.
So I don't know what this woman has to worry about. It's just
this poor guy. You know that he's tried to rationalize with her and be logical.
Yeah.
She just won't hear it.
Right.
Yeah, this is the beginning of this. He's in trouble already.
I think it's maybe more about her wanting him to call his ex-wife and be like, "I don't want you to use my name," than her actually using his name.
Yeah.
You know, just having him take a stand.
Not that big of a deal.
Keep trying to control everything, lady. Let's see how that works.
Yeah, get out now.
Yeah.
Get out now. Okay, we got that one fixed. Next letter.
Dear Allie, my husband is wonderful, but enrages me three times a year. Our wedding anniversary, my birthday, and Mother's Day. He was great about them when we first got married, but now after 17 years of marriage and two kids, he won't even acknowledge them.
Oh.
When I get upset, he says I should be happy he treats me well all year long and not just on the holidays.
Oh, it's a Tom Griswold logic.
Get out.
It's Tom. Oh. Hey, you want a birthday present? Look up over your head. See that? See that roof? That's, how about that?
That's that is false. Logic. I've been very good lately about keeping up with this sort of thing.
I'm sure.
I'm not good. I'm not good with any kind of date mm-hmm. with respect.
We know that.
I don't know when. I know we're going to Dallas in a couple weeks.
You're
I forget
not really
which
good
week
with,
it is.
Yeah,
I,
you're not good with time.
No. I can't. I can. I just whatever it is mentally, I can never do that. Yeah. I never keep a calendar. I have to ask everybody around me.
Well, I think this lady has a legitimate gripe here. She should be upset that he's not remembering these things.
Yeah, it's only three times a year. Yeah, it's not like she's asking
not
for
that
a
hard.
Lot.
Yeah, but you can put it in your calendar on your
right.
phone.
No
yeah.
joke.
Get, yeah.
him a, get him a calendar, write down the important date, and then under it, write what you want for that.
I mean, Jess, I think you're dead on here.
Yeah,
I
stop crying about it and fix it.
Yeah, you could totally take control of this. Yeah,
but I
yeah.
think she wants him to make an effort, and she shouldn't have to hand feed it to him. He should want to do it.
Maybe you could reverse things yes. around and give him a special gift on your birthday.
On your birthday?
You'll remember that.
Yeah. What, divorce
yeah.
papers?
Yeah, you're right.
Another job well done. Yep, good
yep.
job,
Get
Tom.
Out.
Okay, next.
Dear Allie, I'm having an affair with my sixth grade daughter's teacher.
Oh, good for you. This sounds smart.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay, I can speak to this.
Okay.
Hey, Allie, read that part again.
Real slow, like.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It is a woman. I'm 45 and he's 36, and the sex is mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I should be strong and walk away, but what's the worst that can happen if I ride this out?
What
we're
is
both
the worst?
Married.
Oh,
so we're both
married.
Very discreet.
Oh.
Well, the worst is, of course, I think we all agree, gunplay.
Yeah, dumb homicide.
Homicide would be the worst.
Or there was that one thing where the guy glued it.
you can wake up with your wang glued to your navel.
Yeah.
Sure.
Honey,
sure.
There's a lot of bad things that can
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, you're going to humiliate your daughter.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
About it.
It could be a very embarrassing sixth grade graduation ceremony.
Boy, how are these parent-teacher conference.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Both of them sitting there talking to this guy.
If you want your daughter booed at her sixth grade graduation party.
I agree with you, Allie. Write it out. And Josh, I think it should be reverse cowgirl, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, okay. You know what? You didn't really... She's just bragging, I
Nothing
think. This woman didn't want advice.
Happens.
Why are you telling us? I'm telling everybody.
You want to get caught if you're telling us.
Okay, we got time for one more.
Or she wants to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is the owner of large real estate, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love it, but now I have a lot of trouble having sex more than once or twice a week. Do we have to break up? He's never going to downsize, right?
No, we can't downsize.
Well, you can. There's an organization. It's kind of like
Here
Locks
we go.
For Love.
Oh, my God.
That's right. You can donate a portion to children who have
Boy, what do you do here?
How long have they been dating?
This is a ladies' issue.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he shouldn't downsize. Maybe you could upsize, ma'am. You could start... small with like
doing reverse
yeah it's kind of like gauge piercings on ears
yeah, we're going
they
to beer can territory again.
That's a real thing. They have those
vagina
Wow. Whiteners yeah
wow
oh yeah. My God.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
All right.
Vagina wide.
Are they made of metal?
How many cars wide?
Yeah,
and
like
then done?
Three cars wide at Talladega.
That's exactly right.
Are they?
Well, Allie, we need to go.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.